Hey, everybody. Welcome to Horrible Decisions. I'm Wheezy. Unfortunately, we've had some schedule conflicts this month. So I'm joined today with Loki. I said Loiki. I'm nervous, bro.
It's fine. I'm good.
Because you both are kind of cute. And it's like, we're already about to talk about sex. And Nina K. So I want to first ask, I'm trying something new right now.
Okay.
I'm asking for your name.
Yeah.
Why? What you do, why you're horrible, and your sexual orientation.
My name is Loki. I host Duce Palooza, Trap Karaoke, Beats One. We've had this conversation on this podcast about the horrible decisions.
You being Thumbelina.
It happened. It hasn't happened again. It will never happen, but I enjoyed it when it happened.
So why won't it never happen again if you enjoyed the thumb?
I'm cool on it. I'm cool on it.
What if it was Nina? Oh, look, her nails. You can't.
Yeah, see, like, that's.
Oh, I understand that.
So tonight, tonight's not about me. Tonight,
okay.
It's about me.
And your sexual orientation, you are heterosexual?
Yes. Very.
Okay.
Yes.
And Nina. Your
Hi.
Name? Why are you
I'm
horrible?
Nina K. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm horrible because I'm really a whore.
And that's just what it is.
What do you do?
It is what it is. I mean, I do porn. I'm a sex worker, but you know, I'm a whore in society's eyes. I'm okay with it.
And what's your sexual orientation?
I'm bi.
Nice.
I mean, I guess pan, bi. I don't know. I'm still trying to learn that.
So pan. My friend that was sitting here, Aisha, earlier that you guys saw, she describes herself as pan. But pan, I believe, is someone that's more attracted to personalities and things like that.
Right.
I don't describe myself as pansexual because I definitely look at women for what they are. Like, I'm like, oh, I like titties. I'm attracted to the fact that someone's a girl, opposed to like, oh, they're a good person.
Right.
Nah, I wanna fuck.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think that's how most men look at it. Like, titties, ass, and
but there are really some people that are attracted to just like personality.
There's nothing wrong with that either.
But I'm not.
But see, there's also
you can be trash and I'm still fuck.
Right.
But there's also like non-binary people. Like
right.
I'm attracted to non-binary people with biological female parts.
Good point.
It like none of it really makes sense. That's why like, you know, I feel like we're learning.
We are learning.
We can't label ourselves anymore.
Well, queer is sometimes a good word for that too. I am still learning as I go. I am like really, I have a group of friends that really try to put me in check when I'm wrong with what I'm saying. And like, I just go with bi because for right now, I do see that's the direction I lean towards. I'm not opposed to a trans man or woman, but it just hasn't happened for me yet. And frankly, I probably wouldn't know, right? Like, I mean.
But like, how do you get to that decision? Like, that's always, I'm always like fascinated or curious. But, like, how do you get to like, you're attracted to this or you're like, this is where I want to go. Like, how do you get to that?
I don't know. I'm not going to lie to you.
I think so. Like, I have a friend, Raquel Savage.
Yeah.
Savage Life. Love her. It's one of my best friends. She loves penis.
Right.
Whether you're a girl or a guy, she likes dick.
Right.
That's her thing. You know, she's not into pussy.
She mentioned, Raquel was on our show, and I think she said that to us, too.
Yeah, she likes dick. She doesn't care what it's attached to.
It just is what it is.
It's
so
just
for me,
a
it's
dick.
More aesthetics. Like,
right, I agree
I like
with
the
you.
Very textbook version of women with the long hair and full lips and curves and this and that. Like, which is why I haven't really dated what we call a quote-unquote butch or stud, but I like very femme women. And with men, I've noticed the same. I like them very mask. And I think that I really, it comes to my bisexuality, it goes to the textbook gender role. Like, I kind of like that shit.
Yeah.
I don't really like when chicks wear sneakers. Like, it's just not my vibe.
I love it. But, Nina, where did you come to the conclusion that, like she just said, I like long hair, tits, ass. Like, where did you come to that conclusion? Like, what point in your life did you hit that?
I mean, I'm okay with like butch women.
Yeah.
Like I'm okay with like, you know, dykes as we call it in gay world. But no, like I think I like women and I like men and I like non-binary people with female. That's my thing. It's 2018.
So I've kind of decided saying that. Dyke because I was told dyke was a slur and now I'm starting.
Is it?
I don't think so. I mean, if you're gay, right?
Apparently, women don't like to be called dykes. They like to be called studs.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I
apologize.
No.
That's the
thing, though, because some girls do, right? Like, they call themselves that. Well, shit,
right.
Orange is the New Black. She called herself a dyke. But apparently, dyke is a slur.
Well, I'm not. So I'm not a stud. So it's not my place to decide whether it's a slur or not.
And
so.
That's the thing too, right? Because we're all trying to figure out what we can or can't say.
Right.
And the problem with that is you've said dyke, I've said dyke, and nobody had a problem with it when I said it.
Yeah, but like, isn't dyke the political way?
I thought stud was a no go.
I never heard stud before in my life.
Stud must be some down south. No one's heard stud.
No, I haven't.
You know what? I think stud is a black girl.
I heard stud when it was like, oh, when they're talking about a man, like, oh, he's a stud.
No. They call like butch females that. Yeah.
Is that a black girl butch term?
What, stud?
I don't know if I've heard white girls that call themselves stud. It is.
Bro,
we are so lost. You know what?
We need help.
First of all, she does porn. We're sitting here talking about studs. We should be talking about sucking dick on camera.
Okay.
Give
me questions.
Kink of the week, all right? So our kink of the week is mucophilia, and it's the attraction to mucus. Jesus. Now, sounds disgusting, but then I thought about it. You know when there's porn and the snot's coming out, and it's like she's sucking dick so hard?
I fuck with that.
Me too!
So
I was like,
I fuck with
it. I got that.
Yeah, I love when a girl has like that, like on the verge of like damn near throwing up almost.
Do you like vomit?
I don't like vomit, but like, no.
I mean, I'm experimenting with that, so I'm trying to get.
No, I don't like when a girl throws up. I like the sound. Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Right.
But what's yours, Nina?
My gagging sound?
Yeah.
I have a really bad gag reflex. Like, I'll choke on a tiny dick, you know? And I'm just like,
really?
It's like a legitimate, like, as soon as it hits, like, a little bit of my throat, not even
deep. Do you have big tonsils?
No, my tonsils are out.
Bro, look how big my tonsils are.
That's horrible.
That's your uvula, not your tonsils.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the side.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are kind of, why are they swollen?
Dude, a doctor fucking looked in my mouth, and he was like, I don't even know how you eat. But I was scared to get them taken out. I get sick a lot.
It hurts really, really bad.
Yeah.
How do you work in porn and then have bad reflexes?
It looks cool on camera. You said you liked it, right?
I love
Shut up and enjoy your porn then.
Oh, I like
this
her.
Is why I didn't know what I was going to get myself into.
White women
Welcome.
Putting you in check.
No, really, like,
by the way, I heard you're Serbian. Oh my
yes.
God, I fucking love Serbian guys.
Yes.
They're so fucking hot.
Serbian.
So, we normally do some kind of icebreakers, but I felt like this would be really fun.
Okay.
And disgusting. Now, I used to be on a website, God, this is embarrassing, when I was in college, called What's Your Price? And people could pay to go on dates with you. Dudes would take me out for like $100, take me to eat, and I'd never see them again. But I was broke, so it helped.
This sounds like Twitter.
I want to know, what's your price or 2 years in jail for these next four things?
Okay.
Blumpkin. Does everyone know what that is?
No.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what it is?
Giving head and he's on the toilet?
Yep, it's giving head when someone's
Yo,
in the toilet
what?
And taking a shit. So.
Oh, no, I'm out of here.
Now, you are receiving it. No, no.
No. I'm out
of here, my man. That's a fun question.
I'm out of here. Like a Blumpkin? Like the name of it just sounds like mad, like Blumpkin?
It's white people shit. I don't know. I didn't create it. But what I'm saying
good,
is.
All right.
All right, a woman to give you a bumpkin. By the way, I want to start by saying this because I feel like we need to make this easier.
Okay.
Who is your celebrity crush? Like, who would you really want to fuck, both of you?
I'll probably either go with Rihanna or Halle Berry.
Okay, yours?
Ooh, I think like Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, bitch, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, girl, I can tell you where
hair.
He always be at.
I respect it.
What the hell? Well, I mean, unless he's paying me.
I'm not saying, I just stalk him.
Calm down.
Okay, so... Rihanna
yes.
wants to give you a Blumpkin. What's your price? How much?
Rihanna got to give me like royalties from.
Is it free?
You're getting head and pooping. That's two amazing things. That's not even fair.
I'm sorry.
It would be him giving the girl head while she's pooping.
I think
it's very vulnerable for him to get it. Plus, it might be harder to eat the pussy.
Yo, I just want to shit. I don't need to
shit. I know, but
you know how
nigga, how much?
Do you understand that? How that feeling?
Just give us a number, please.
All right. $500,000
or 2 years in jail.
$500,000.
$500,000. If you want to give me a Blumpkin, I need $500,000.
You're
Rihanna?
So bullshit.
All right, you're not going to do it for $100,000.
I'm not shitting and coming at the same time.
No one's giving you $500,000.
You're not getting your dick sucked while taking a shit for $100,000 by Rihanna.
She got it.
$100,000
$500,000
No.
$100,000 Like, you're taking the money off.
All right, fine. $500. Rihanna, $500. Fine.
All right, Nina.
Happy. $500.
Michael B. Jordan, Blumkin, how much?
Shit. I mean, I would do it like for like $5,000 I feel like that's very realistic. Right? No. Yeah, it's realistic.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I might take $3,000.
That's realistic. That's extremely realistic.
No, it is. But like, who makes these things up? Like, where do these things come from?
The Caucasus Mountains. What do you mean?
I just don't understand.
Thank
how
you,
that
Benson.
Comes
up.
All right, give me another one.
So, Blumkin? Very easy. Kiss an ugly stranger. Okay, you're in a bar. Not that attractive.
I'll do that shit all night.
They don't have herpes or any kind of, you know, venereal disease. Kissing an ugly stranger. I'm going to say, honestly, lowest I'd go, I'd kiss a stranger for $100. No,
bro,
it's
like, no,
100%.
Like, if I'm $100? Like,
oh, yeah.
If I'm drunk and the music's right and I got a couple drinks in me, come here.
$50?
Let's rock.
$20?
Buy me a drink and we good.
Somebody in New York, that's like $10, right?
It's literally just like $15.
See, in Florida, it's like $6.
Here's the next one.
We straight. We good.
Shit on someone.
Oh. Oh, bitch, I'm doing it.
What time is it?
You're not?
I am.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Now, I'm going to tell you. I feel like we're...
Yo, I'm going to get killed on this podcast again.
What do you mean?
All right, let me take a sip real quick.
We didn't ask for you to get shit on low.
No, okay, you're right. Okay.
Take a sip, Nina. Yeah. Lowest you'll go for a shit on a chest. Oh, God, we can't do this in the mic.
$10,000
What?
$10,000
That's the lowest.
Yeah.
You need at least 10 for the shits.
Yeah. I think so.
I respect.
Not, so I had another porn star on here, Lethal Lips, and she said 2,000 or 2,500 or something like that.
Obviously, she knows the fuck's going on. 25? Like, that's not enough to get the
I mean, that's like
statement.
My regular rate.
But
I- are we being
so
realistic?
Wait, hold on. So you're not shitting on a dude for less than $10,000?
No, because you know they're gonna do, people that are into that type of stuff, they're gonna
pay
for
it.
Pay for like my foot customs more than they pay for like me fucking my, like it's a very specific fetish.
So your minimum for you shitting on a chest, so you shitting on his chest, his minimum is $10,000.
Yeah.
Would you let a guy shit on you? What's
no, I don't
that?
Do that.
Oh, you don't let
no,
that
happen? No, I would do, well,
2 years in jail?
2 years, no, I wouldn't do, I'm too pretty for that.
Okay.
For someone to poop on me, I mean, I know bitches go to Dubai all the time.
That's what I was about to ask you.
Like, that's what I was thinking about,
that
too.
That whole thing is that.
So like, I would say, like, maybe, like, we're realistic here, not $500,000. But
that's
like,
what I'm saying. I want to talk realistic.
Well, Dubai niggas got that shit. Like, that's fine.
Right.
No,
but, like, for real.
I would do, like,
let's,
let's say, like, 50? I would do, like, 50.
Okay.
Me,
like,
too.
Yeah, right. I think 50 is fair.
I'm going to tell you right now, if it's a solid shit, I'll do 25.
Depends what they ate.
It gotta be a solid, no
depends,
liquid shit.
You know how that, like, sometimes you eat deli
it's
sandwiches
not your mouth,
and that
right?
shit just comes flowing out. Sometimes you eat a steak
no.
and it just comes straight
do you,
out.
No, you said you know chicks that go to Dubai to do this.
Right, so you get it.
Shut your motherfucking mouth, Blumkin. So, you know chicks that go to Dubai to get shit on. Like, how do they describe have you ever heard someone describe that experience to you?
No.
Cause
they have not, like, a lot of girls. So, I met this girl who said she went to Dubai and did and got, like, all this money, like, 20, 30K for a couple of days and didn't do anything. Then I met the girl she went with, and she was like, nah, we were, like, sucking off German Shepherds and shit. And I was like...
What?
Yeah.
Hold on.
So...
Hold on.
It was like...
Sucking off
bestiality.
Yeah. They're really... Like, they shove live salmons in the guy's asses and shit. They be doing really, like, off-the-wall
what?
Shit. Me, listen, I don't even do, like, stepmom porn. Like, I had to stop doing stepmom porn. Like, I'm very vanilla. Like,
I appreciate
I do porn,
that, Nina,
but...
because I really am kind of tired of that inbred shit.
Oh, it's horrible. Incest.
Inbred, too, right?
Incest is, I think it's called
oh,
incest.
No, you're right, incest, but I was thinking inbred, like,
inbred,
the baby comes out.
Yeah.
No, it's disgusting.
Listen, I never did real incest. Like, I've never done, like, you know, where I'm, like, you know,
well,
playing,
I don't
but
real,
I won't
is
even
real
do
incest legal, even?
No, it's not legal, but
that's
what I'm
they
saying
keep
is...
step?
Right. No, but they do actual incest where there's no step involved. That you just play mom, dad, kid.
Play the role.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Kid? They play with kid? Well, mom and kid?
The girl is like 18, of course, but like, they show her as being really young. Mm. It's like in the darker webs, but I had to stop doing stepmom stuff too because it's not even like sexy stepmom fucks stepson's friend anymore. It's like
a stepmom fucks stepdaughter. And like that type of
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like I've done really that and it made me really.
That shit is really dark. I've seen it? That shit. Yeah, I've
it
seen
made
that
me
shit.
Cringy. I did it a That's few a... times. I just did one this summer and like for this, I forgot what the name is, but I did that where it was the stepson and like just really.
It's
and they
a
had
category.
Me saying, like they had me yeah. saying some cringy shit and I had to say
like
a
what?
Lot. Like, I always liked you and mm-hmm. like weird, like hinting mm-hmm. at when he was underage.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not saying any of that.
Like, no.
My
really
little baby, again. Like, I was like, I'm not saying that. Like, don't call me mommy. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like shit like that. Like, we're not doing that.
Now,
like,
how do you feel about twins? That
I'm an only child, so I don't know.
Because I've seen twins.
I've seen that shit.
Like the girls, like twin girls, and doing like yeah. I can't rock with that because I have four sisters.
Okay,
that's disgusting.
So like I can't.
See,
yeah,
I don't know what I can't. I don't have. That
I can't even. I can't even
them.
Imagine or even look up that kind of topic because it's like now you're thinking about what it. Even though you don't want to think about it, like, but it's like, yo, that's not fun.
Yeah.
Even when you're drunk and horny or whatever it is, that's not fun to look at. Or
no, it really is.
Like, the porn world is a very dark.
Oh, we going to get into it.
Dark world.
I got one more for y'all. I'm sorry, two.
Okay.
I had a drink. Threesome with Will and Jada. No gay stuff for you. Mm-hmm. Just MMF. Nice little spit roast. I'm going to tell you right now.
So so it's me, Will, and Jada?
Mm-hmm.
I always have a weird thing about that because, like, me and my friends were talking about, like, this whole train shit. And, like, I don't like the whole idea of a train. Like, if I have a threesome, it's got to be two girls and me.
I feel, I can understand
I
that. So,
I
not
can.
Even for the.
This is mansplaining.
I'll tell you one thing.
Is that bad?
So, I'm going to tell you something.
Is that bad? Because no, like, is that bad?
I don't think it's bad.
What are you saying?
Bob, I know what's in her head. You're thinking dicks touching and all that, right?
No.
Because
I'm just thinking,
most men say they don't like that. But to me.
Train is like four and more.
I can understand men not enjoying another man. Like, I don't want anyone in the room I'm not attracted to. So I feel like I can understand for a hetero guy to be like, this is uncomfortable for me because I want to get hard and enjoy and moan, but someone else is in this room with me.
Like, bro, I can't. Like,
I don't like when guys are like, oh, I can't do that. Like,
I know I don't want to. It's not like when I have sex, when I have physical interaction, like I'm trying to get my nut off. I'm trying to like please her. I'm trying to just have a good time. I can't have a good time when my nigga's over there drinking a bottle of Jameson, watching me fuck this chick. Like, that's not fun.
It's not.
I had one threesome ever with two guys.
That's not. Well, how
me.
Was it? Like,
were you
was,
paid for it?
No.
Like, was it porn?
It was just like something you just
It
got
was
into,
like in my personal life. Yeah. So this heat player flew me out. This was before I was about my money and I was just really excited. But you know, you want to know the funniest part about this story?
This was
okay,
way before I was about my money.
But this was the funniest part of the story was that he flew me from Tampa to Miami. So it wasn't even a real flyer.
That's like going from DC to New York or some shit.
That's
going to New York. I respect it. I get it, but it's just like
I got $0.99 for that shit. But anyway,
did you enjoy it?
It was interesting. So they kind of like coerced the situation a little bit. But then when it started going, I was like,
Was it two ball players? No, it was like his cousin.
That's what they said. But you know how black people call everybody their cousin. So I don't know.
Yo. If you my cousin, if you
but
my
But he said it's his cousin, so I don't know.
Though. Be like, yeah, it's my brother.
Keep the fuck away from me, bro. Like, I'm fucking her.
So I started sucking original flyout dude's dick.
Okay.
And other dude came up, and yeah, it just happened. And it was good vibes.
Okay.
Good vibes. I just never did it again.
All right, wait. Before we get out, Will and Jada, how much?
Okay, yeah.
I'm charging $100 if I got to charge anything.
Well,
oh, I'm trying to do
see
it.
See a girl. Okay, for Will and Jada.
I'm ready.
Like, no, they got it. We're going back to that 500.
No, dude.
I'm not. I just can't. I don't care if it's Will, Obama, Martin Luther King. I don't give a fuck, bro.
But Jada's beautiful.
She is. She's not that beautiful.
Okay, Halle Berry and her new dude.
Yo, 100.
Really?
Oh. I can't fuck another girl
look at me.
While niggas.
You're not paying.
No, I'm not.
You're not taking 20 grand.
No. I need 100, bro.
You dumb.
That's fine.
How much you taking?
Sorry.
2,000.
I love that.
Because it's two nice girls. Of course you're going to take 2,000.
No, I'm taking that because it's my job.
All right. Now, I want you guys to remember, it was what's your price or 2 years in jail. So,
yeah.
Trump and Melania.
Oh, shit.
You have to kill me.
I mean, listen.
You have to kill me, nigga.
Sex for me is it's a power thing for me, too. I'm an extremely dominant person. I would love to fuck Trump on some real, like, degrading.
Ooh.
Like, real. And I know he would love.
You want to sit on his chest?
Oh, in his mouth.
Yo, there it is.
Like, hang him. Hang him with me.
And then Melania is former Yugoslavia.
Take that.
So, you know, that's my, like, country sister.
So you tell her she'd take the cock out of his ass.
Yeah, so, like, you know, I would love to fuck him on some real.
You want to degrade him.
Disgusting.
Like, when he wakes up in the morning.
Like, I want to punch him in his balls. And shit. Like, that's the sex.
I respect
it. Okay, how much?
2,000.
You would. I love it.
No, because he's like degrading the fuck out of
him. I think you can still raise the price. Men pay to get humiliated?
Nah, you can raise the price over that.
So I'm going to be honest.
True, I see what you're saying. But that would be me. That's not a specific request.
Gotcha.
That's just you, like.
Yeah. I would.
And I'm talking like hourly
years until she said that.
I'm talking like hourly.
Oh, so you'll probably have like 3 or 4 with them. So it's like maybe like 10.
Yeah.
8 to 10 years. All right, cool.
And makes
sense. I honestly was going to pick 2 years until she talked about degrading sex.
Yo, I fuck with you.
If it's a power thing. I mean, white slave owners used to rape their slaves. It's a power thing. You can make sex into a power thing. You know, like how like in porn, they'll be like, oh, she's not racist. She fucks black guys. You know, sex doesn't mean, she's not racist.
It's funny that you say that because like when I look at porn, a lot of the times that I see, like it's really a power, like it's a dominant thing. It's like, that's kind of like the undertone of every video. It's like domination, no matter if it's like women on women, you know, men with women or whatever.
That's a great point. You very rarely find that mutual.
Yeah, you got to really look at it. It's like a domination thing.
Speaking of domination, the vanilla shit for this week. Now, vanilla, huh?
I know too much about porn. I weigh too much about porn.
Delete your web history when you die. Vanilla shit is where we basically get a news article with sex in the news. I went out on a date with this guy. Y'all have been calling him Samurai Bae because he's Asian. And I told him about my podcast. And I was like, you know, people with crazy kinks, blah, blah, blah. And he said, have you ever heard about Ken the Carpet? And I'm like, no. He's like, it's a real guy that lives in New York. I'm actually really still trying to actively find him to come on this show. Who basically
Ken
wraps himself. Ken the Carpet. Here's how the article starts. A man walks into a bar. He's carrying a carpet under his arm. He wraps himself in the carpet, lies on the floor, covers his face, and waits for people to step on him. A sign taped to the bar reads, "Step on carpet." People step on it, dozens in fact. The more people, particularly if they're women in heels, the happier he is. Some are timid, others are audacious. Some dance on him, some step on him. His ideal scenario is two women kissing on top of him. I loved to have weights on me when I was a kid, he said during a recent interview. I liked having cats walk all over me. Somebody wanted to be the doctor, the carpenter, and I would want to be the carpet. He took his act professional a few years ago, and his standard rate is about $200 a session. Human carpeting is still a fairly wide open market. There's only one other person in New York that does a similar thing. That's called Kevin the Carpet. But the more people who pile on, the better. The higher they jump, the better. He said he's never been hurt, even though the heaviest person he has entertained was a 390-pound man. 10 women stood on him at once. It was a personal record. He once worked for 11 hours without a break.
All right, so let me just compartmentalize what we just heard. So this nigga likes to wrap himself in a carpet and have people step on him.
Yes.
And he gets off by that.
But this is actually a fetish that wasn't too crazy. Trampling.
That's a thing?
Yeah,
yes.
Was that in Chicago, Diana, where I did that no. guy? No. That was Jersey, the smothering. There was also walking on him. You weren't in Chicago last
year. Right. Okay, no, hold on. All right, hold on.
Yeah, that was last year.
All right, wait.
I don't know why that just
and
took
me
out.
And then he wanted me to take a picture, like, on me standing and, like, holding my arms up, like, flexing my muscles.
Diana, you're a real one for dealing with all this shit.
Diana, was that Chicago where I shit on his face?
You're a real one for all this
shit. You know, it's in my Google
Cal.
Yeah,
let's reel back real quick. Okay. So, he was standing on you or you were standing on them?
No, I was standing on him.
You were standing on him?
Yeah.
And he got off by you standing on him?
I mean, no, he didn't get off, but he enjoyed it. He paid me
Like,
to
did
do
you
it.
Have heels?
Yeah, I had heels on.
And just standing on you? Or he was, you were standing
was he,
on
did
him.
Did he have a shirt on?
I can't. I don't think there's a picture
the heel,
of me somewhere.
Was the heel, like,
it.
I mean, puncturing into the skin?
Kind of, yeah, but I was trying to stay on my toes. I'm going to find the picture after the podcast.
And do you get off by it, or do you enjoy it, or are you just doing it for the payout, or like how do you?
I mean, it was definitely cool. It was a cool experience to stand on fucking someone, or you, yeah.
But do you find pleasure in that? Is what I'm saying.
I mean, it's not something.
Not something you get off by.
It's not something I would like choose to do. But if someone asked me, like,
did you feel? I want to give you an example. Right now, I know how this is going to come out, but I feel like you've heard some weirder requests than me, only because people get to watch you. And I feel like people that watch porn can be, they feel like they could talk to sex workers like they're crazy because they fuck on camera. Like, this right. is my fucking job. Yeah. But you know what I mean? You might read comments that are just outlandish. For me, I always feel a little creeped out when guys talk about my feet, right? Like, they could tell me I have nice breasts or my body. But when they're, like, talking about the soles of my feet and sticking their dick between my toes and shit like that, I'm like, oh, my God, this is too much. When you heard the trampling shit, were you like, oh, no, this is too far? And did you get creeped out? Because feet cry feel creepy for me.
No, that I didn't get creeped out by trampling. It's very, like, that's, like, vanilla for me almost.
What's not vanilla, then?
What's vanilla?
Urine. I'm still not into piss.
Peeing on them.
Someone peeing on me or me drinking it. Like, I know that's really common in porn. Like, really, a lot of my friends do it. And it's like, I haven't.
It's Monday.
Can I just say I would love a clip when someone texts me to be like, a lot of my friends Monday. Do it.
So, like, you said no to.
No, I didn't think it was weird at all. I mean, I knew it was a fetish, and it's a very common fetish.
Yeah, porn, yeah, it is.
Very
yeah,
common,
yeah, it
trampling.
Why the drinking? Do you have any idea on why the drinking?
Yeah, like, why is the drinking a thing? I don't understand, like a pro.
I almost get the peeing on someone because it's just messy and it's, like, dominating. But the watching you drinking.
Yeah, why is that a thing in the porn industry? And even health-wise, like.
I'm not, well, I know pee is sterile.
Right.
But I don't know. I know one of my friends, Charlotte Sartor, you know, she loves it. Like, she has a tattoo that says rest and piss. Like
drinks it.
Yeah, she loves that shit. She calls herself, like, a human toilet, like, toilet baby.
And she's, like,
where does she live? Get her on the show.
L.A. Yeah, she's lit as fuck.
She's cool. Like,
you should have come to Exotica and interviewed hella people.
Dope. I'm going to be back in L.A. I came to L.A. to do Van's podcast and, like, some other random shit, but, like, I got to go meet
And that's your
what's
your
her name, Charlotte?
Charlotte Sartor, like,
and
S-A-R-T.
She does this, like, on
yeah that's, like, her regular
Sartor,
S-A-R-T-R-E.
But that's your stop, like, you're not, you
yeah, like,
drink,
that's not
or,
I mean, I'm like looking at it, you know,
you're researching it,
yeah, so, like, I'll, like, when I see it on my Twitter, I'll be like, oh.
So have you? You said you're not really into that, but, like, I'm sure someone's asked you, and, like,
I've peed on people, yeah. But no, I don't let people pee.
I mean, all right, let me ask you this, because I love when bitches squirt. All right, let's just get it out there. What is that
that's
piss?
Urine.
That's urine.
Well, okay.
So we've had a doctor on.
There is a female ejaculation fluid, but when tested,
it gets mixed in.
It's mixed in with urine.
So it's a combination.
Everything
actually,
comes
I was
out.
Reading Charlemagne's book, Shook One, and he was talking about, made a really funny joke about how he got fucked up and got anxiety about not being able to make his wife squirt because he always makes her squirt.
Right.
And he's like, she's been squirting on me for 18 years. And I'm like, wow. To me, you've been squirting like that. That's your body reaction. Like, you can't just be pissing it all the time. Like, that's really what your
body
does.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, because, like, that's a lot. Like,
and Mandy talks about squirting. She squirts. But doctors do say there is urine in it. So I think maybe we just have this reaction where, like, we're enjoying it.
I think I just started squirting, like, maybe a year ago, a few months ago.
How?
Tell me more about it.
Just with my vibrators, like, just pushing it on my clit to I feel it through into my G-spot.
Okay.
And I'll squirt.
So not, like, internally?
No, I don't even
just
need
on,
that.
Like, on the clit.
I can just do it on my clit, yeah.
You mentioned your G-spot.
Yeah, but I feel it. Like, I push. Like, I have a really tiny clit. Like, it's tiny, tiny, tiny. So it's like, you know.
I feel like we're all going to check it out.
X videos, because I get paid more there.
Okay.
But,
By the way, is that every porn star? Because I want to support the porn star. So, like, X videos?
No.
Just you.
No. There's a lot. You have to have like an account and then upload your videos and sign up for their like revenue share. And
got it. Okay.
Yeah. I know. So tiny clip.
Like if I push a certain way and at a certain angle, I'll feel it inside more. And I'll squirt.
From your clit?
No.
Not from your clit, but like from your clit.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm shocked.
Crazy, right?
Is because when I'm watching videos where people are learning how to do porn, squirting. They always talk about like hitting that spot inside your vagina. I have never heard, seriously, from the outside. By the way, if y'all are listening to this, please leave comments if you've squirted without insertion. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you've done it on your own?
Yeah, I've done it. I mean, I do a cam show for my official website once a week for an hour, and I'll come like 20 times in that hour, and I'll squirt like, sometimes I won't, but sometimes I'll squirt like 5 or 6 times.
Is it like a waterfall?
Sometimes it's like a gush. There's a gif of me somewhere where it's like all over the laptop.
Like a lot, right?
Yeah, and then there's sometimes where it's just like a trickle because the Hitachi's on my clit, and it just like trickles
Hitachi.
Down.
Hitachi?
Yeah, the wand.
Yeah, the vibrator. Yeah.
I got to get one now.
Yes.
What do you suggest? I know the Womanizer is a big vibrator that people love.
I don't know what that is.
The Womanizer? What is that?
So the Womanizer is a vibrator that has a suction cup over the clit.
And
they guarantee orgasms. Like, you can return it. I believe it's like $150 around there, but I've used it. I know what it sounds like. I was fucking her, but I used hers and I was like, holy shit. It was so good that I didn't want to use it again. That's how good it was. So like, it's a suction cup, right? And so it's like pulling on my clit. You could feel the blood rush. It was amazing.
Interesting.
Now you're telling me from just pressure you could. So I'm actually.
You got to hit it a certain way, though.
I'm kind of embarrassed that I can't squirt, and I'm, like, tired of people trying all the time, and then it gives me anxiety about it.
I don't think it's something. So I really just discovered my orgasms. Really, I'm 29. I really, really, really discovered how, like, I like to come and, like, I'm good at it and things like that just, like, within the past year.
I'm so glad I didn't wear sweatpants tonight.
Shout out
to my nigga D over there. What's up, D? We good?
I knew a porn star from back in Miami, and she told me that when she worked with women who did squirt scenes, they drank a bunch of water.
Yeah.
What about with cream pies? We had Lethal Lips on here, and she said that they weren't real. Can you tell me?
Cream pies aren't real?
She said that she's seen them.
Shit, the shit that I've seen.
She said that like the squirting out scenes, she's seen them mix up this concoction of stuff.
Hold on, cream pies aren't real or squirting scenes aren't real?
Cream pie scenes she was talking about. She was saying squirting scenes, she's seen women drink water to pee.
Yes.
That wasn't Lethal Lips who said that. It was another porn star.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Or you can fill up a douche with water and put it in your vagina, squirt it up in your vagina and have the guy fuck you. Yeah, and then you push it out. Some those are fake squirt scenes, yeah.
Now, actually, I can. That makes sense now from the ones I see where they're like.
Yeah, after she
and it comes out of the vagina. Yeah, you can see like your urethra is small. Like you can see, you know,
because it comes out too fast or.
But hold on, I'm really curious. So like Lethal Lips, I don't know Lethal Lips. I know her off Instagram, but like I don't like.
She didn't talk about squirting. She talked about the cream pies.
Right. I honestly don't know. Like. I don't know anyone who's worked with her. I've never worked with her. I've never been booked with her. Like, we have not ran in the same circles.
Right.
Like, I just know her from Instagram. Like, I don't know her.
Now, she
but
didn't
I'm
say
just
all
curious.
Of them, but she did say
I've
that.
Never heard that. I've never done a. I did one scene where there was a fake pop because the guy struggles and can't come like that.
Okay. Yeah.
And
so
I've done
I
a couple
believe
fake
that maybe
pops,
she been,
like,
could have been
I,
talking
like,
about the ones where it was like being pushed
she said,
out.
You can't come, my G. What we talking about? New profession. I'm sorry, guys.
But no, like all my cream pies, like the only fake ones I've done is the ones where they put the fake cum in your mouth because the guy's already popped and we still have to get a pop, you know? Like
so like the cream pies are like when you come, like when you're coming and it just like oozes out.
No, a cream pie is when the guy comes inside you.
Oh, you can tell that's not the thing you started, huh?
That's your thing.
Hold on, let's talk about this.
Wait, seriously?
I'm dead ass, my nigga.
So I like cream pie eating when it's like a threesome and the girl eats it out of the other one. Actually, I've done that and y'all never let me live that down.
Cream pie eating?
Yeah. You didn't hear Rory's episode?
Oh, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. What are we talking about? Cream pie eating. Tell
so
me.
Funny story. I'm gonna say it again.
Shout out to my nigga Rory over here.
On Rory's episode, Mandy disclosed that I was in a threesome and this girl got pregnant, and it just happened to be the threesome where I ate the cream pie out of her. And Rory then said, "Well, you must have not done a good enough job."
Oh, shout to Irish whiskey. So, all right, all right. So for all the listeners that don't understand, explain what a cream pie is.
Cream pie is when the guy comes inside of you. Okay. And that's like my biggest fetish.
Like when a guy comes inside.
Oh, my God.
Oh, baby girl.
Like,
Nina,
I will have
I
irresponsible
too.
Sex Nina, if that means I'm getting a cream pie. Like, I'm really anal about, like, condoms. Yeah.
I'm sorry, like, no pun there, but.
No, yeah, I love a cream pie. Go ahead.
Oh.
Go ahead. No, she's.
Shout out to Dunkin' Donuts.
I love Dunkin' Donuts so
yeah, no
much.
Shout out to Dunkin' Donuts. Kaya, Nina, let's go.
I love it. Diana has to get me Dunkin' Donuts.
Let's go. Listen, yo, Diana, you want, yo.
Diana's in there like, please.
Let's go, Nina. All right, talk to about cream pie.
I love cream pies. Okay. Like, that is, like, my biggest thing because, oh, man, why? Like, it's, first of all, I can't get pregnant.
Right.
So it's fucking fantastic.
Wait. No, no. You can't what?
I can't get pregnant.
You got a two-step?
No, I have the implant.
Okay.
You can't get pregnant?
No.
Are you seeing anybody right now?
No.
Cool. Go ahead, keep going.
Take notes.
I got
But no, yeah, like I just love that shit. And then I love when I tell them to come inside of me. So like when I start feeling their dick pulse, you know,
what?
I'm really
this
into
is
like.
The first time in a long time I got horny.
When a girl says, even though I know they may not mean it, when a girl says to you,
come inside me.
Babe, come inside me. I'm looking all around the room like, is there a camera? Is this, am I getting punked? Like, you actually telling
You're like,
me?
Like, come inside me. Fill me
just,
up with that.
And when you
hot
let go,
load.
Yo, as soon as you let go the regret, it's like, fuck. Bro, like, that's just the worst feeling. But, like, in between that, 15 to 10 seconds.
So I'm now starting to think it's been so long. So I'm not on birth control because of the hormonal effects. I use the rhythm method and I track my ovulation only because I've found that like I'm hornier and I get more wet off of birth control.
Type.
But now you got me wanting to get on that shit just to have a dude come inside of me.
So like you love when a nigga just come, when a guy, sorry, when a guy comes.
Do you lick it out of you?
Yeah. I will. I can't if I'm feeling extra like
you're in that mode.
Yeah, like I'm
you're
feeling
that,
extra.
If I'm
feeling
mode,
like a
right?
fucking whore.
Like give that shit to me. Like,
yeah,
give it right
like
back to me.
Yeah. Or especially if there's a camera in my face, you know, like if we're doing like premium Snapchat or something, like
take that, you take it right back.
Wait, premium Snapchat. So you're fucking guys on Snapchat?
Yeah.
Get your money, baby.
Nice.
God damn.
I don't usually like having sex with people if I'm like not making money somehow.
You know,
it's not enjoyable.
So I feel like Raquel Savage may have said this.
Because no, she got it from me.
Nina out here saying trans.
Me and Raquel Savage feed each other. Like,
feed each
she's
other, like,
me
what do you mean, feed each other?
And I'm her. Like, we feed each other ideas and, like,
I'm
how
we're
going to,
I wonder if that was how I found your page.
Probably.
Someone sent me, you, by the way, a fan of the show. They were like, please have this girl on. She's been on Savage Life, blah, blah, blah. So I tried to find your episode, couldn't find it.
Yeah, there's, like, six.
Oh,
on Savage Life a lot.
But no, seriously, like, I really liked Raquel's vibe. And she also talked about her family and how her mom is super accepting. And I heard you say you take care of your mom and things like that. How? What about your mom? Like, how does your family react to what you do?
So, I don't talk to my dad. My mom, like, I never was supposed to become a porn star. Like, when I started back modeling a few years ago, like, I was supposed to just do a couple scenes to get my name popping and be done. And then I'm like, you know, I don't need to tell people, like, why? You know what I mean? It wasn't like something. And then I kept doing porn and doing it and doing it and doing it. And then I never actually told her specifically, but I'm pretty sure she knows. And like, she thinks that she's recently become a whore this year. My mother has.
Oh shit.
And like, she's like dating and like living her best fucking
life. How old's your mom?
My mom is like 59, I think, 58, 59.
For her.
But yeah, she's like, she's just living her best life and just enjoying life. And you know, she met this guy on Tinder. Well, like, I guess they didn't meet, but like, or Plenty of Fish or something.
This is
one of those.
I love it.
And she was sending him feet pictures and she was telling me, and I'm like, I told her.
Feet pictures?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo.
My mom was, and you know, my mom didn't, I was like, mom, you could have made so much money. My mom's a doctor. She don't need money. You know?
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, but she's like, I have fun for me. But then he never ended up meeting up with her. And I'm like, didn't I tell you that? Like, he just, like, this is one of those guys.
Like,
he just wanted to see your feet. Like, and she just thinks it's funny that people, like, You know, like we'll be like hanging out and I'll be like, oh, I just made $100 on this one picture. And she's like, she just thinks it's fucking hilarious.
So, like, all right, let me ask. Like, and
is she proud of you?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I'm clean. I'm financially stable. Yeah. I've never been this happy. Like,
you're healthy, you're happy,
yeah, exactly.
You're good. So let me ask you, like, you said that, you know, I'm not trying to go back into that shit, but like you said, you don't talk to your father. Like,
mm-mm.
Did it start before everything, like what we're talking about now, or is it like when he found out?
No, so like he had moved back home to Serbia, but I was dancing all through my 20s. I did like 5 scenes like 10 years ago.
Okay.
And he emailed me this long. My dad's crazy as fuck. Like, I never liked his ass anyway. But he emailed me this long letter, like, how he wanted me to change my last name and I'm embarrassment and stuff. Because I think he found the old porn scenes. This was before the new porn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, now he's probably very, like, he knows. I don't know.
Like, so, it was for him, not for you. Like, for him, it was, like, sort of, like, an embarrassment.
Yeah, but he's also racist and, like.
Oh, so he's already off.
Yeah, we don't, like, he's just. So, my mom, like, after him, my mom married a black dude.
Yeah.
And, like, he, like, was, like, showing pictures of him, like, saying he looked like a monkey and, like, really nasty to our family. Like, really nasty.
Do you regret not having that relationship with your father? Or,
no.
You're good?
No, like,
that.
He could die right now and I'd be like, oh.
You know what? I appreciate you talking about that because I think you are the first sex worker we've had on that's gotten that vulnerable. Like, I know it just seems like the women we've had have had so much support. Like, and it's been amazing to hear, obviously. But, like, this is the first time I've heard someone be like, no, yeah, no.
You want to hear the contrast about it. It's like,
seriously.
Like, you know, like you said, your mom is supportive. Like, you have friends in the porn industry and, you know, you have your manager and people support you. But you also, like, people who are in your position and their family challenges them or their friends are challenging them. But you have to also ask, like, hey, how does the other side feel? You know what I mean?
Well, I have lost friends, too. Like, you know, I had a lot of friends that, not a lot, but I had a couple girlfriends that stopped being friends with me actually out in Orlando because
they just couldn't associate themselves.
Because of what I started doing. And then one of the girls, like, I guess her guy was hitting up the guy I was working with trying to book me, and it was like really messy and stuff. And you know, like, you lose people, but it's like I'm not trying to stay the same. Like, I'm trying to grow, and like in my path, like, I've met people who support me, and it really doesn't affect me like one bit about my father. My father's schizophrenic, and like, he's a really fucked up individual. He's really abusive my whole life, like as a child. So, like, we never had a good relationship ever. When he left, it was the greatest day of my life. Like, I was happy as fuck.
So it started back, way back before.
Yeah, way before porn.
You know, someone is going to say that this is a daddy issue thing.
So basically,
they
say men are trash.
They'll try to label it.
So men are so trash that we have a whole term for men being trash, as in daddy issues.
But I'm going to tell you why I find that shit really offensive. Like, and I love Andrew. I went on Brilliant Idiots. And
I just saw him downstairs. So
yeah. With him and Charlotte. And he said, you like guys to spit on you and slap you. And like,
he mentioned
something about like, I don't know if he said daddy issues or like having trauma. And people kind of assume that when we choose these different paths in life or different types of sex, that we have to associate that with trauma. And I did an episode on my Patreon where one of my friends talked about how he was in such an evangelical like religious community that they were telling him like, oh my God, like gays are pedophiles, like this is how it happens, like once you like this you're a bad person, and like it's seriously religious issues that kind of get us in this thing of like, okay, if you didn't have a man do this then this is how this happened. No, maybe I just like to get spit on. Maybe I just like it.
Like, I just, yeah, maybe
I
like,
have
this
both
is what
parents
my thing
in my
is.
Life.
Yeah.
I have a show about being a fucking hoe and sucking dick.
Like, I got a college degree, I got a good job. Like, I'm straight.
And
like,
my father just be like, you know, you're like, you know, this Dr. Ruth lady. You know, she is. You and your mother always talk about being slut. And it's what.
That's what he said. Where did the accent come from?
My dad's Israeli and my mom is black.
I respect.
But I mean, it doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean? And I can understand maybe those effects of like maybe some women not having a father figure, maybe needing affection from men. But I can't see really doing porn because your dad was an asshole.
Well, and I just wanted to ask her because like, that conversation or that narrative will happen. Like, oh, well, she's doing this because her father was.
But there's also girls who do porn, you know, whose parents are very supportive. There's girls.
Let us not forget that bitch from Duke. I just need to pay for my college. Remember they were mad?
Right. No, I remember that. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to, for the young women, you know, who are not as old as you or us or whatever, and they're trying to figure it out, and they, you know, they want to explore their sexuality or they want to make money. I just want them to understand that, like, it doesn't come from necessarily, a daddy issue or a fucked up family issue or a broken family issue. So that's why I wanted you to tell them, like, where... You know, was
I think as long I think the main thing is we need to remember, like, as long as things are consensual and we focus so much on daddy issues or you're degrading yourself,
but we don't
focus on consent at all in this country and this world. Like, nobody teaches boys and girls consent, and consent isn't always a clear no, you know, or a clear yes, you know, like Raquel talks about fries, like freely given. And it's like,
I never heard about that.
We'll ask her about it. But, you know, I think the main thing is, like, we're so focused on whether girls are degrading themselves or they have daddy issues or if a guy is a pedophile because he's gay. Yeah. But we never think about, like, is this something they consent to? Is this something that people like
she may actually
there's people
want
have
this.
People are different. Like, you like, you know, you like blue, I like pink.
Yeah. That's what it is.
I've read some mean comments on the internet about myself, but I think, and none have ever like brought me to tears or got me really fucked up. But I do remember one I thought about too long, and it was a guy that I was very attracted to that I had been writing with back and forth that heard this episode where I talked about how this guy gave me like smacks to the face and I really enjoyed it while he was fucking me. And he was like, you put on like you and your family have this great fucking life and clearly like you've been abused and I really can't like handle that.
Can't
like
deal with it.
Like telling me that I had been through things because he heard this on my show. And I was like, actually, this is my first time talking about it. And I remember starting off the text, you know, where you make them long and then you backspace it and then you keep going out and explaining my whole history about this never happened to me. But I was like, for what? He's not going to believe me anyway. People really just hear what they want to. You say something like you do porn, you're a fucking whore.
But I feel like it's unfair for you because
it is.
Sometimes you have to like do that long gray text message where you have to explain.
Blaine, what
no,
the
I really don't give a fuck, to be honest. I've gotten to a point in my life where I'm like,
but I want to talk about dating those
two. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like you probably you started out at that point where you had to explain, and then you come to the point where it's like, yo, bro, I'm not talking about this.
Well, first of all, like, they gotta pay me to talk to me at this point. Like, I'm not explaining shit or reading shit if I'm not being paid.
Now, I want to know, right? So, like, you're obviously very confident in what you do, and especially when you have, like, to me, like your mom's good. Like, to me, that, like, I can feel comfortable with my family. And I'm like, why do I give a shit about this dude? Like, right?
I don't think even family, we focus so much on family, but you're your own person. Mm-hmm. Like, I have friends that have treated me better than my family.
Well,
you
I mean,
know
support
what I'm
system. I think maybe that's maybe not even using the word mother, right. But knowing that you have a support system, I think is really important.
I think that's what it is. Especially like a business. Like, I struggled a lot in this industry, you know, and that's a whole other podcast about just getting into it because of how I look. Right. You know, like, I'm very, like, to us, I'm very mainstream looking, blonde, white, fat ass, you know, but like in porn, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and I struggled a lot, and I had a really shitty agency, couple shitty agencies. You know, I was fucked over a lot.
Are we so deep in like
hip-hop
and
black
shit?
Yo, I love this shit.
Like,
yo,
this
like,
is
yo.
Like definitely what we want.
No, keep going.
Because I hear what she's saying. Like, to us, she's pointing in this room, like, I'm mainstream. Like, yeah, you're right. To me, yeah. But now I'm thinking maybe I
don't get booked a lot at all.
Really?
In porn.
Really?
No.
Because I
have tattoos. They don't like that. I'm not like classically Western standard of beauty, pretty. Like, I got a bigger nose. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have that little cutesy, like, little face, you know? I'm older. I'm not a MILF and I'm not a teen. I'm curvy, you know? Yeah, like, I'm not popular in porn at all. I made my own fucking audience. I did this shit on my own. I made my own site. I made my own content because I knew what I had.
Cultivating a fucking
I was like, you know what? People my age and people part of the culture, they appreciate me and what I look like.
The way she's actually breaking it down,
it makes a lot of sense.
Even, like, through my search history. It's like let's keep it a buck. Like, it's either like petite, you know, Latin women, you know, whatever, or it's like you know, thick, beautiful black woman. And, like, there's, it's not that.
Yeah.
So, like, so when she broke it down, when she, like, just how she said
the
it.
The only fat-ass white girl I could think of is, like, Sarah J.
My nigga, like, she's right. Like, we don't, I don't see a lot of that. I don't see a lot of the fat-ass white woman, the beautiful, you know, the big tits or the tats. I don't see that. So I can understand the black
I guess I don't think about tats either. I don't see tats.
We're kind of like,
I understand
porn is so racist.
That.
So my look is kind of like the black girl in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, black girls only get booked for like a couple scenes. They have their like brown bunnies, black girlfriends, you know, like roles for black women. They can't get everything.
Right.
Same with me. Big booty, big tit.
So they're like, they're kind of associating you with.
That's it. I they don't want me to shoot
anything
else.
Are most of your scenes with black men?
A lot, yeah.
Oh.
This year I haven't done, I mean, you know, I shoot my own content, so like I always.
No, I didn't know that.
I have NinaK.com. That's my own site.
Like, whatever you want.
Dope.
Yeah, I do, because I started that because I didn't like how porn was with the incest, with the fetishization. Yeah.
Good for you.
You know, shit like that. I didn't like how black men were always being cast as like the gangster or whatever. So like black men in my scenes are like lawyers and my boyfriends and husbands.
Just like how white men are.
Attorney?
No, like just how white men are.
Black men and women get every role in my scenes.
Can I ask you? Had a conversation with Desus, who told me that he used
Desus,
to.
What's up?
He did like coding or some shit for like some porn shit. Yeah, and he said that he was on set once and he was like, "Yo, this shit is people's regular job." He's like the camera crew. Like people almost don't even act like they're around people fucking anymore. Does it ever? Is it really your regular work, or do you still feel like this is not like? This is not a 9-to-5, or do you feel like it's your like 9-to-5? Like, do you really? Is this your real work?
This is my world. Like, and like it's just so like me and Diana, we went out to eat yesterday, and I'll keep talking about this. And so our waiter, like, we could tell like he was like really obsessing over me, and I'm like, okay, this is normal. Like, he knows who I am. It's fine.
You go through this all the time.
Yeah, regular shit. Right. But then he comes up, and he's like, write your Instagram down. Like on a business card. I'm like, why would he need me to write my Instagram down? Like, he doesn't know who I am.
Like, you know what it is.
Right. So I wrote it down anyway. And then as we were leaving, he came out and like asked for pictures. So Diana, like, she's such a G. She's so used to it. She's like, yeah, come on, stand over there. You know, like, she's such a boss ass bitch. Like,
come on, let's go.
And
let's
he like stepped back just to take a picture of me. Like, he's like, I really like the blonde hair. Like, we really don't think he knew who I was. And that was super, that was the first time that's ever happened where I had someone act like a fan and didn't know who I was. So for me, that was really strange. I'm like, how does he not know who I am? You know, because that is my world.
It was like a contrast of like, oh, he didn't know.
Right, but he liked how I looked.
He liked how you looked.
But what I'm trying to get at is like, that's my real world. And it was really weird for me that he didn't know who I was.
Is that offensive?
No, 100%. It was cool. You know, I like when people, you know, so like then we went out to like Dave and Buster's with her friend and this guy, you know, I could tell we had Dave and Buster's lit. Like, I mean, it was all like younger people. They knew exactly who I was. Right. Like, you know, I had like, so he came up to me. He's like, oh, can I take a picture with her? And her friend didn't know who I was. Right. And he was like, why is this guy asking you for a picture with
me? Oh, God, that was one of my questions.
Yeah.
Have you ever been out with someone that was like, what?
Yeah.
So her friend, I guess, was like mad confused. And like, but this is like, you know, going back, that this is my world. Like, it's not like I clock in at 9, I clock out at 5. Like,
you never clock out.
No, it's like constant. Plus, you know, constant. Right. This is my world. Never it's stat. Regular. You know, and then like going on set is just like, okay, I run through my poses. I run through my, you know what I mean? It's so.
So you, do you direct your own porn as well? Or do you hire people to do that?
I do. Well, Sarah J is my manager.
Oh,
so
dope.
Yeah. So like she directs a lot of my stuff, but I'll direct it too. Like, you know.
Who are some other fat booty white chicks?
Julie Cash.
I maybe seen
Julie Cash, blonde. That's right, one of my best friends.
Anyone have another one to fucking name?
Kelly Devine, Jada
Kelly
Stevens.
Kelly Devine, I've seen. Jada Stevens, I've seen. That's right. Is A Bella Danger white?
She is, but she's really skinny.
Oh, Bella?
Bruh.
But she's skinny. She's not like a fat.
Yeah, no,
she's
skinny.
She don't count?
No, Bella's body type is not.
Bruh, I obsess over her Instagram.
She's not like
her girlfriend
thick.
Who's like kind
of
like.
I love me some Bella though.
Yeah, she's pretty. She was saying some off the wall shit, but she's a gorgeous girl.
No, Bella's.
What do you mean off the wall shit? Don't tell me how to cancel her. What she said?
No. Like she said something really funny and like it blew up on Twitter where she was like, oh, I'm not a sex worker because We're both getting paid, me and the person I work with, I'm not a prostitute or whatever. And we're like, we're all trying to correct her. Like, sex work is an umbrella term. Like, of course porn isn't prostitution, but you and the male performer are sex workers.
I don't think sex work is prostitution. So I think
sex work is an umbrella term.
Yeah, I do not
think. But you're still a sex worker.
So I even think that, like, stripping can be considered sex work.
It is.
I don't think stripping is prostitution.
No, it's not. But prostitution
this could be borderline sex work. I mean, like,
you said a prostitution is sex work.
Sex work is an umbrella term, right?
Right, right.
Sex work describes cam girls, strippers, phone sex operators, porn stars, survival street workers, right, high class escorts, right, foot models, like right, anyone who's doing something that elicits a sexual response. This is not sex work because you're not eliciting a sexual response in your viewer. You know what I'm saying? If you were sitting here and moaning and getting them off, you would be a sex worker. You'd be,
my tits,
you know what I'm saying?
Yo, my G.
Got you.
Yo, sure.
I think that's...
I love porn.
Not I think.
I really just wanted to jump on the train of all sex work.
On the train.
I'm down for the quiz.
But, I mean, technically you were. You were getting $100 to go out on a date.
Nina, don't shame me now.
I'm not shaming you. That's literally my life.
I'm teasing you.
You a prostitute?
Okay, wait. Let me backtrack.
Okay.
When I said I was on that thing, what's your price?
Are we back to that?
By the way, I've had sugar daddies, and to me, that's
sex work.
Yeah.
Yeah, we out here, bro. We out here.
By the way, I am, like, super proud of, you know, what I've done. Like, the sugar daddy that I had, I lived in... I talk about this. You guys have probably heard the term, like, when we talk about the $60,000, because that's how much it cost to pay the apartment he put me in for a year. I was, like, in the most beautiful apartment, and he just cared about me. I think I had sex with him, like, twice before he did that. He was like, I just want to take care of you. Like,
that dick was whack.
It was. But he was also super rich. And I told him, like, I don't want you to do this, because I was starting to feel guilty. I worked at a fucking retail store when he did that. And he said to me, honey, I make $50,000 a day. This is nothing to me.
What the fuck? You date Mark Cuban?
I can't. I'll tell you when we get off.
That's what I'm talking about.
One Mark Cuban, though. And he definitely makes a lot more than 50 grand a day. That's only like 30 mil.
I want to ask a question. I'm not, you know, before, because I know you got...
We got some questions for you.
I just got... You know, I got one question. Has there ever been, and this is my last question, has there ever been a point in your career, you know, or this phase of your life that you said, yo, no, like, I gotta stop, or I can't.
Great question.
Has there ever been a point where you were like, nah.
In general, with like a scene or like my career?
Your career.
Yeah, right now.
Ooh, why?
And explain that.
I feel like I've accomplished... Okay, I mean, I'm going to sound like a fucking bitch, but again...
We ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm famous and rich and happy. I don't care. But I feel like I've gone to... You know, I've only been doing this for 3 years. I have almost 1 million followers on Instagram. I've reached new levels as far as being socially aware and learning things and having a platform on Twitter. And, you know, my Twitter was deleted. I'm now at like 70,000 or whatever.
Why?
Because it was deleted for hateful conduct. You know, I would stand up for black women and sex workers and things like that. And people would report me and whatnot. But I feel like I've reached, you know, in 3 years, I feel like I've done more than, like, anyone. I have my own, my site was nominated for Site of the Year after only a year of it being active. Mm-hmm. I've done everything I've wanted to do. I've reached a certain point that I'm like, right now, I'm like, what else is there for me to do?
Is there a porn star that you look up to, like, that you want to get to that level of?
Yeah. I feel like I'm at my own level. Mm. There's no level I want to reach other than my own.
Okay, did it.
And I feel...
No, I mean, it's real.
It's 100% real. And I want people to listen to me and start getting that fucking arrogance and confidence. And, you know, I'm still humble 100%.
Right.
But, like, I know what I'm worth. I know what my presence is worth. I know what my time is worth. I know what, you know? So, like, I feel like I've reached this point right now where I'm like... You know, it's like Drake doing a verse for some, like, unknown rapper. It's not an even exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm working with people, I'm like, my value's way higher.
Yeah, when you put it in that terms, because, like, music is my world. Like,
yeah. So it's like, I think Drake has said something like that. It's not an even exchange, you know, like verse for a verse.
Yeah, yeah.
Scene for a scene.
Yeah, it's not the same. No, it's not.
Scene for a fucking scene.
Because it's like, yo, like, because what's going to happen is when you give that person of lesser acknowledgement a scene, their shit is gonna go through the roof.
Exactly.
So when you give them the scene, what are you getting?
Right, exactly. So like when I get the scene.
And that's it.
So like, and I've done, you know, I don't wanna do gangbangs, I don't wanna do DPs. Like,
why not?
It's not my thing. You know, I haven't done it. I do anal here and there. Gangbangs, I like one-on-one.
Do you feel like it's too rough?
Yeah, like I'm a dominant person. I feel like I can't be dominant in a gangbang.
Gotcha.
Is that because have you tried to like enjoy the sex in your scenes?
No, I do. 100, like most of the times I do enjoy the sex.
Great.
I do, but I just don't think I'm not like, you know what I mean?
It's not going to showcase your best ability.
Yeah, no, I just like, I'm like, oh, I don't really want to, you know, like I just like, it's not my thing.
Like, you're good.
Maybe it'll happen next year. Maybe tomorrow. Right now it's still a no.
It's not me.
So like, I've done everything. So like the last few like scenes I've done, I've felt very like, okay, turn around, bend over, put your legs up. It was very like, you know, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. Everything I do, I want it to be like fucking lit. Like, I don't want to be that person that goes to work. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to be that person that goes to work just because I have to go to work.
I went to a porn theater in Amsterdam, and like, you could tell that the show rotates. So I got so high I couldn't move, so I couldn't leave, right? So I was there for 3 hours, and every hour the show just kept
rotating.
And I mean, when I tell you down to like the legs, the smack, the noise, the words they said, like everything.
Yeah. So, and that's what you don't want it to be.
It's not as like, and I'm just going to take some time to do things like this, podcasts, more like media stuff.
Well, I mean, here, you expand your outreach and shit. This is her demo.
Like, I've never really ever talked to like a porn star or a sex worker, like whatever you want to call it. But at the same time, it's like, we can talk about the scenes. We can talk about your fetishes. We can talk about what you want, what you need, what you don't want. But at the same time, like, we can't talk about, sometimes you don't have the platform to talk about, all right, what does your family think? Or what does your friends think? Or when is that time that you don't want to do this no more? Or like the conversation we're having right now, like, when is the ceiling? Or what do you want? And it's like, I think we fantasize over what's in front of us. Like, gorgeous, big boobs, beautiful face, nice ass. But it's like, oh, what does your dad think? What do your friends think? Or what does your mom think? You say you're taking care of your mom. Like, we're not having these conversations despite your career. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, we gotta have these conversations. Like,
it's true.
There are young ladies that may want to do this.
Right.
There are young men who may want to do this. So let's have this conversation. This is what comes with it.
Yeah.
This is where we're going to go with it.
And that's great that you started to open yourself up to do this, because I think 3 years is enough time under your belt to be able to speak like a pro. Because I watched something called Hot Girls Wanted. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
Netflix.
That's my agent, Riley.
Yeah. There's some on Tampa. Like, I saw some girls in Tampa that's the Latina chick. She went to like USF.
I forgot.
But anyway. In there was a guy that says, and I always remember it, he says, average lifetime.
Riley says that.
Yeah. He's like 3 months.
3 months.
Decent 6 months. Yeah. Porn star is over a year. And I was like, damn, that doesn't even sound long.
Yeah.
But seriously, like, that's a fucking accomplishment. It makes sense. There's so many girls that are around. Yeah.
Well, it's also like, he's also in Miami, and Riley's forte is, I love Riley. Riley, finally, like, I found an agent that's good. I know a lot of people will talk shit about him.
I'm actually kind of shocked you just said that's your agent. So if you guys haven't seen this, it's called Hot Girls Wanted. I'm sure he's grown at the time.
I don't think he seemed like, I seen that before he was my agent.
A little douchebaggy, but then there was, and I think it's only because he's like, you know, I got these girls living in my house.
But no, see, honestly, like, okay, for me, I'm not going to have the same experiences as most women, because obviously my presence is extremely powerful.
Right. I will say that. You are not the girls that are on the show. No shame to those women.
Like,
but
you
can.
But they were very young. And
no, yeah,
it's like, it's just not going to, you know what I mean? Those experiences, men cannot. Yeah, like, yeah, men aren't going to, you know, so I don't want to say he's not like that to women that have complained about him.
Well, the show is also, by the way, about, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Hot Girls Wanted is the title. He was posting on Craigslist telling the girls to fly out for some modeling scenes or blah, blah, blah. And then he flies them out, and, you know, it's porn, amateur porn, or whatever. Not amateur porn.
Right.
But, you know,
it's
starting
like Miami amateur Bang Bros reality kings.
Right.
Like,
now,
they do the rounds.
I just want to say, Lo, I actually really wanted to bring you, obviously, because I wanted a guy here, but I listened to your podcast. You have a podcast, Do It Scared?
Yes,
is that right?
Do It Scared, yes.
I mean, and most people know you from Beats One and Duce Palooza, but I've listened to a few of your interviews on there, and I love the questions that you ask. Mm. And I was like, I want to be slutty and skanky and fun with Nina. But, like, I've heard some of your other interviews, and it was kind of what I would have asked you. So I'm glad that you, I don't know if I would ask that question, you know?
No, like, I'm not the,
feeling,
know,
like daddies is too touchy or things like that. But, like,
yo,
look,
like,
we found out you like cream pies and that you're direct your own shit. Like,
no, because, like, at the same time, like, I understand what this platform is about, right?
Thank
so when
you.
I come here, it's like, let's pull something from her.
That, something different.
Yeah,
I've obviously done that if you've heard it.
Yeah,
why do
like,
it again?
Let's pull something from her. Let's see where her mindset is.
I've never talked about like my dad and stuff like that.
Yeah, and
so that's
I didn't mean to be invasive.
No, it's not.
Like,
I'm an open book.
But it was really interesting and vulnerable, and I appreciate that because it's your job to sit here and be, you're going to have people that want to join your cam shows after this,
like I said, despite the fact.
And to just show that part of yourself.
Despite the fact what you do, there are women that look at you like, this is what I want to do.
And that's one thing. Let's just like say that. Like, you know, I have a million, 50 million. I always tell Diana when she like texts me things and I'm like,
what's up, my G?
50 million things, 50 million things. Like, don't text me random shit. But I just want to say, like, if there's women like trying to get into the industry and feel like they're feeling funny about something, please like email me, message me. Like,
oh,
I am
really
there.
Nice
I'm that liaison. I would like to be.
So that's what I was trying to like. Please do it.
Yeah. Please do
it. I want home mail. Actually, this was not for you. It was for Alice, but like, you are perfect for this.
No, yeah, let's do it.
This is from Violet. I'm going to cut right to the chase. I'm broke as fuck. I just graduated with a bachelor's.
I'm in a what?
I'm broke as fuck.
Okay.
I just graduated with a bachelor's in English, and my advisor lied. The jobs are not, in fact, lucrative. I honestly thought about being a cam girl for a while and with some kind of gimmick, like wearing a mask or some shit. But then I think of the amount of work that goes into it. And honestly, I'm a lazy hoe. So now I'm thinking foot photos or even possibly dirty panties, something low maintenance. Is there any suggestion on how to break into the business? Love your show and your energy. Stay powerful, Violet.
I think a lot of girls will hear that, like, one girl that said, oh, I sold my picture, like I said, you know, I got $100 for this.
Bruh.
You know, that does not happen. You know, most girls, obviously I have a fan base and I worked really, really hard, and no matter what I do now, it's going to sell. Bruh. But, you know, if she's not showing her face, she's got to think about what are you offering? Bruh. There's a million foot photos. I'm selling foot photos. Why should Joe buy your foot photo? He doesn't know who you are. He over mine, he knows I'm Nina K, the porn star that he jerks off to. Mm-hmm.
So she's got to start a name for herself, you're saying?
Yeah.
But I think
that's the key, is like, these girls get into sex work or, you know, camming or whatever, and like, you...
Can she start a persona with a mask, though? And
make but see,
I don't
like,
think
but
so.
See, like, this is what I was saying to you all, like, off camera. Like, and not to, you know, switch the subject, whatever, but it's like, people ask me, like, yo, how can I start a day party? Or how can I host? Or how can I do this? It's like, you have to provide the consumer with what's not going on, right? Like, you just said,
everything
like,
is so oversaturated.
Oh, foot camera, you know, or
what
foot
are you offering
fetish,
that the next person
there.
Isn't?
That's
by the way,
there.
I can't believe I'm about to say and, like, offer this because people DM me and
Let's
about
go.
Free promo.
Let's do it.
I didn't sell my feet, nigga.
Oh, come on.
But... someone named We Buy Foot Pics on Instagram hit me up and was like, yo, can we buy your feet pictures? Blah, 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 blah. So one of my friends, not going to say her name, I was like, yo, I want to know if they're real because I want to help some bitches out. They need some money. See what he says. She hits him up. He had a very long-winded response and very detailed on what to do. It sounded like it was real. It's a lot that he's asking for. He wants 15 pictures for $75. He offers, like, for the first seven, $37.50. And then after you get that, like, after he sends that money, you send the rest, and he sends you $75 in total. I then asked via her page if it was for resale and or something like that, and he said they're just for private use. Now, I don't know how broke you are, Violet, but, I mean, bitch, if you ain't ever done it before, $75, 15 seems like a lot.
But how long is that $75 gonna go? She might get there's that one.
Me and you got $75, Nina, but I've been broke. I don't know how broke.
But you know what I'm saying? She might do that one time.
But that's
she
the thing.
Seems like
how
she's
you...
trying to get like a source of income going for herself.
She
has to offer, like, so she doesn't want to show her face, first of all. I don't see that happening. There's guys that do it, but and they, you know, there's one or two guys that do it, but I don't see it because porn is about girls, you know?
That's
we don't give a fuck
all,
about
yeah.
the guy. Yo. He can wear a mask, a potato sack, just have his dick. Fucking glory hole! Like, it's literally girl and dick. Like, come on.
How much do they get paid for glory holes?
I did one. I don't remember.
Like, no, wait, that, like I the think, guy. Like, do they
I think guys just get paid very little in general. Like, there's only a few, like, star talents that get, you know.
Who?
Like, you have Prince Joshua, you know, Isaiah Maxwell, you know, then Mick Blue, Ramon Namar. I just worked with him for Hard X. You know, like, just the big names.
Okay. So definitely you're saying the mask shit isn't going to work.
No, I just don't see it. I'm not in the point where I know it's not.
It's
like,
not.
You can't, you can't provide what's already out there.
It's not going to work.
Not. It's
I mean, girls
good.
Have done it.
I get
it.
The webcam
Clearly,
thing.
No
I think webcam is
how many? How many masked girls can you name that are popular?
There it is.
Can you, by the way, for webcam, can you make it so I heard you could do this because I was broke once too, bitch. I ain't gonna lie to you, Violet. I heard you could like filter it from like zip codes and shit.
Yeah, states and countries, but VPNs, like people I just love these girls will be
yo,
like,
oh, Nina out here with the shits, yeah, man. Like, VPNs. Like,
Nina Petty right now.
If someone really wants, okay, and first of all, people are gonna rip your shit. Listen, if you don't want everybody finding out, don't fucking do sex work. Like, just don't fucking do it. It's gonna get out there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's gonna
get out there. People are gonna rip your shit. You know, Raquel Savage was doing the premium Snapchat, and she was just fucking shocked when her shit was on all the tube sites. I'm like, your shit's popping. Yeah. What the fuck did you think was
gonna
happen?
They're gonna take your shit and they're gonna put it
up.
Yeah,
like, right, come on, like, just don't do it. If that's your concern, like, I'd rather you just don't do it. Like, I know you're poor and broke, but I'd rather you blur your face and go turn a couple tricks.
I'm
just saying, like, but I'm saying, I hear this a lot. This is like so common.
Yo, Nina, I get it. Yo,
it's not even. I was broke. I was homeless. I was homeless.
We're not saying to be a bitch. I just think you don't know what.
It's not against Raquel Savage, but like how you set that up and you put it home, yo, bro. I know you.
I'm sorry. I don't mean meaning to sound mean.
Actually, I'm kind of with that with you. So I was gonna suggest the same thing.
I would rather just take a couple pictures, blur your face, and go on to whatever the sites are.
What are? Could you like? I only know like seeking arrangement is like.
No, that's like a sugar daddy. But look, take a couple cute pictures. Blur your face.
Look.
Go on Eros. Eros Guide. That's like a pop.
Eros.
Yes.
And is that state celeb? I know like the government's taking a lot of shit down.
Yeah, I think the government has it. But fuck it. I mean, blur your face. Turn a couple tricks. Make some money. You know, do your references. Screen people. You know, run background check on the person. Take their references. Like, have they seen other girls? Email the girls. Have you seen this person? Is he safe to see?
We need to have Allie back on. Allie is the OG of keeping safe and just.
I would rather you do that. I would rather you do that than sit here and I know a lot of cam girls that'll sit on cam for 10 hours a day and maybe make like $5.
You know what I want to say before we get out of here? I do not like the advertisements on Pornhub that come up with the cam girls. I do not like that because I feel very dirty. Oh, you're sitting there jerking off by yourself. I do not like that.
You know who's I can't stand?
Bring me to the
Stormy.
Video.
Have you seen that?
Bring me
Damn,
to
we
the
ain't
video.
Shit, because everybody's seen that. So Stormy, they got one, right? This is only when I watch on X videos I've
I'm
noticed.
I'm never getting married.
Stormy comes up and she's like, hey, you there. It's so unnatural, right? Like, it's awful. Hey, you there. I know you've been seeing me around in the news lately,
yo,
but I'll keep your secrets. What?
Right before I get in the shower, she was like, hey, I know you're lonely. No shit, bitch. Yes, I am lonely. Get off my screen. I hate that shit so much.
How much do we have to pay to get rid of it?
I may be revealing too much.
Pay
but
for
it's
your
like,
porn.
I paid for my first porn star. I want to give a shout out to this, I believe she's Japanese, Ray Lil Black. And I'm going to tell you why I paid for it.
Nice.
I was actually, I felt so good
Jesus.
To pay for
it. Okay, cool. I'm sorry.
I felt so excited to pay for it. Like, I really felt like I was
Better.
Helping
we make
women.
More on
this
videos.
So she had this scene. It was like a brutal threesome. And like, it was her and this other girl, like, holding her fucking mouth and her pussy open. And the dude was face fucking her. And there was no cum shot because they cut that shit. And I was like, oh, not paying the $3 for this.
We said X videos. Oh, we lit.
X videos, I make a lot more than Pornhub.
Nina, I'm going to let you finish having your last bite. Low-key, like I said, he has a really fucking dope podcast. Seriously, y'all. I don't know how more people don't listen to this.
Do you have to come on it? I'm sorry. No, and I'm very nasty, but I appreciate my nigga Weezy.
You do,
actually.
And it's very short-ended, like.
Yo,
like,
I'm a guy that just, I try to hide my shit, but like when Weezy brings me out, it comes out.
I love you.
Hey. Oh, there it is, right there. But Nina, I appreciate you opening up for who you are, aside from the porn shit, you know, your father, your family, your mother,
that was
you
dope.
Know, your friendship, you know, that's what, you know, I wanted to bring out of you. Like, Weezy's gonna get you to go to that route. But I try to provide a different balance to it, and I appreciate you for being very open and transparent about who you are, what you wanna be, and where you go. You always have a friend in me. You always have a friend in me. Okay? So, one time for horrible decisions,
Yay!
Can you promote your shit and not yourself, no, Tanina?
Oh, so like, you know, we out here, Deuce Palooza. When's this come out? Today's Monday. When we come out?
God, you know what? Honestly, it may be like Thanksgiving time.
Oh, that's fine. It's fine. All right. Yo, all right. So when we put this out, you know, Deuce Palooza in New York City, December 22nd. You know, trap karaoke's been all over the place, but just hit DeucePalooza.com, trapkaraoke.com. Listen to me on Beats One Radio. Anytime, any day, I'm there, and I fuck with you, Weezy. Nina, listen.
Oh, by the way, said December 22nd.
Yes.
I'm going to be in Mexico from December 21st to January 1st. I'm taking my family, and then I'm spending like a week alone. Oh. I want, if you live in Mexico,
cream
come
pies.
Kick it with me.
Cream pies.
Tulum, Cozumel, Cancun, Playa. If you're a fucking Mexican, let's go. Let's have tacos and talk shit about Trump. Hit me up. Nina, tell them where they can support you. This is an independent woman making her own shit. How we can pay for porn. Like, how can we get your content?
Yeah, so let's touch on that real quick. I know we're running out of time, but, you know, a lot of people make fun of the people that do pay for porn, but you really need to thank them because that's why you still have porn. Because if, you know, lights, location, cameras, equipment, talent, directors, editing, hosts.
That's an actual career for a lot of people.
It's extremely expensive, extremely expensive. And if people don't pay for it, you know, we're not going to be able to keep making it. We're not going to, you know, I post a lot of like trailers on Pornhub and Xvideos, and it's like, you know, I make a little bit of money off that. But, you know, like just try, you know. Yeah. You know, and even if you're on the tube sites, make sure, like, a lot of us have verified model accounts. If you're just on some random account, it's probably, like, not real. You know, it's probably stolen content. So at least try to find the model who's in it and watch it on her
and
tube
give her
site.
Views and
I can commit to that.
No, I respect
and,
that.
And another thing, rate them. You know, because
like
a lot of companies will look on Pornhub and be like, oh, she has a good rating. Let's book her.
Right.
So she's going to make money off of it. Gotcha. Or like a club will be like, oh, she's popular on Pornhub or Xvideos. We'll book her for a feature, you know. But yeah, with that being said, I actually have a handy dandy site because I'm tired of always shouting everything out. Just NinaKLive.com. You can see everything.
Now you're
there.
Two Y's, right?
Hmm?
Nina K with two Y's?
Yes, Nina K.
Okay, and what's your Instagram?
NinaK1.
NinaK1.
I was on Twitter the other day, and someone said, yo, Pornhub 1 wearing out. When's Pornhub 2 coming back?
What is that?
What do you mean?
You know how, like, you watch, like, a Netflix series?
And
Because the person, like, he's watched too much porn.
Yeah, I watched too much Bukkake. Like, I've seen it all now, so. Anyway, love Horrible Decisions, please go and review us on iTunes and tell us how you love us. Support our shit. Become a patron. We give 2 bonus extra episodes a month. We have already, like, 19 in the fucking catalog. Mm. So if you want to listen to some back episodes about me telling my life, I only tell my deep, dark shit on Patreon because you guys pay for that.
Mm.
So, like, me having accidental raw sex on Patreon.
Hey.
Yep.
You already know where I'm at.
Get tested.
Nina.
Oh, hunty.
Please go get tested.
You know I get that. So, let me tell you, I do cultures, I do the blood, I do the urine. And if she be looking at me like, have you had sex? I'd be like, bitch,
a lot.
Find me on Pornhub tonight.
Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.